The director of the FBI has announced a major reorganization in the aftermath of criticism about its handling of clues prior to September 11th. Robert Mueller said more resources will be devoted to counterterrorism and that the Bureau will alter its training and culture to collaborate with other law enforcement and intelligence agencies. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Robert Mueller has been talking about reforming the FBI since he took the reins at the Bureau 1 week before the worst terrorist attack ever on the nation's soil. Today he outlined the plan that would transform the FBI bureaucracy from chasing down the nation's most wanted bank robbers to preventing future acts of terrorism. In a lengthy appearance before reporters, Mueller candidly admitted the Bureau had made mistakes in the months leading up to September 11th. He pointed to the unheeded memo from the Phoenix office that terrorists might be training at a flight school. And he cited the Minneapolis Bureau's calling for a more aggressive investigation of Zacharias Moussaoui, who was in custody on immigration violations. Mueller went out of his way to praise Colleen Rowley, an agent and counsel in the Bureau's Minneapolis office, who in an 11-page letter criticized the Bureau's handling of the Moussaoui case.
Let me just take a moment to thank Agent Rowley for her letter. It is critically important that I hear criticisms of the organization, including criticisms of me, in order to improve the FBI. Because our focus is on preventing terrorist attacks, more so than in the past, we must be open to new ideas, to criticism from within and from without, and to admitting and learning from our mistakes.
Mueller proposed reallocating more than 500 agents from other activities, mostly drug-related, to counterterrorism. That would increase the number of agents devoted to counterterrorism efforts to more than 2,100, almost double the number working on terrorism before September 11th. He called for improvement of the Bureau's analytic capabilities, saying agents needed to get better at taking small pieces of the puzzle and putting them together.
It is critically important that we have that connection of dots that will enable us to prevent the next attack. And to do that, headquarters has to assume a responsibility for assuring that information comes in, that information is analyzed, and that information is disseminated.
Mueller also said ties with the CIA would be improved. The Bureau has come under criticism for not sharing its intelligence with other agencies. Mueller said 25 CIA agents have been detailed to the Bureau and that a new Office of Intelligence would be headed with a veteran CIA officer. Mueller also responded to criticisms that the Bureau's computers were outmoded, if not archaic. He said more resources would be devoted to the FBI's information processing capabilities.
It would have been very nice if at some point in time I could say that you put into our computer system a request for anything relating to flight schools, for instance, and have every report in the last 10 years that had been done that mentions flight schools or flight training or the like kicked out. We do not have that capability now. We have to have that capability. And beyond that, we ought to have the artificial intelligence that doesn't require us to query it, but automatically looks at those patterns. And that's the type of technology we need to enhance our analytical capability.
Mueller has the authority to make several of the changes he's proposed on his own, but will need congressional approval to reallocate some agents and undertake the larger reorganization. The Senate is expected to hold hearings starting next week on some of the recent criticisms of the Bureau. Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont today said he supports Mueller's efforts at reform, saying Mueller's goals are where they should be. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.